That triumphant fight song means it's time to talk sports with Slate.com's Mike Pesca, host of the podcast The Gist. Hi, Mike. Good to talk with you.
Triumphant, yes.
So, what a day for soccer fans. The World Cup final this afternoon, Germany versus Argentina, pitting one of the best players in the world, Argentina's Lionel Messi, against a German team that has been playing, well, kind of frighteningly well through the whole tournament. But before we get pumped up to watch that game, let's take a moment to sympathize with Brazil. They lost the consolation game to the Netherlands yesterday 3-0, which hurts, but maybe not as much as that 7-1 loss to Germany in the semifinals.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you an analysis that doesn't have a lot to do with soccer. So picture a cartoon dog, and he gets sprayed with a cab, and he's covered in mud, and he blinks twice, and then he turns to the right and immediately steps on a rake. That rake was the consolation game. They fell behind early. They weren't really that competitive, and the mood in Brasilia was just dour. But I have to say, this is a wake-up call for Brazil. They do really have to reorganize their national team and their national team structure, and they came in as favorites just kind of based on inertia and the fact that they had the home field advantage. Now they've lost twice at home for the first time since, like, ever. So, yes, Brazil, poor Brazil. Let's go on to the teams that could actually win this thing.
Well, I would have to say, you know, going back just briefly to the German game, you know, what stood out with that 7-1 was the final number of goals. I mean, that's a lot. Isn't soccer the complaint is it takes forever to get that many points?
Yeah, unless you're disorganized like the Brazilians were and dispirited. And we really saw the emotions coming through. I mean, the whole thing was framed as shame or humiliation for the Brazilians. And that's why maybe if they beat the Dutch, they could have said, hey, look, everyone can have a really terrible game at once. But this just showed that their team is not as good as some of the other best teams in the world for a number of reasons.
So do you think that means that Germany, we're not going to see that many goals today?
I do think so. A couple reasons. One, you never see seven goals. I mean, but the other thing is that Argentina, even though they do have Lionel Messi, the best in the world, their offense just seems to be, we'll have Messi do one thing great a game. I mean, they scored in the 90th minute against Iran, and they scored late goals all along the tournament, and they had these amazing comebacks, but their defense has been stout, and their defense has been solid. Now, they haven't faced a team with the firepower of the Germans. The Germans' last game was that 7-1 win against Brazil, and their first game was that 4-0 defeat against Portugal. Germany is currently ranked second in the world. Spain still occupies the top spot. And so the two other teams I mentioned are 3 and 4. They killed the Portuguese and they destroyed the Brazilians, and now Argentina is ranked 5. I mean, they're just beating everyone and handily.
So we probably won't see 8 goals, but do you think there's a clear edge to either Germany or Argentina?
Yeah, I would say that the betting markets have Germany as the favorite, and I would certainly agree with that. The advanced statistics that I've seen have Germany as about a 2-1 favorite. Now, I do have to say favorites in soccer do not win nearly as often as favorites in other sports. Hmm. And the reason for that is there's just a tremendous amount of luck at soccer at the highest level. There's in a game of soccer, football, you could do 10 things right in a given play and still not score. In a game like basketball, if you do one or two things right, or even just do two things not wrong, you do score. So a basketball score, for instance, is more reflective of the overall skill level, where even experts who've looked at this, and this seems like inexact, but they say soccer at the highest level is 50% luck and 50% skill. So I think if the Argentines can keep it, to knowing that, can keep it tight and keep it to 1-1, 0-0, get to penalty kicks, they could win on penalty kicks.
So who do you think Brazil roots for? I mean, that long and kind of bitter rivalry with Argentina, but it's hard to imagine them rooting for the Germans after all that.
Yeah, I know. And there's sometimes a little bit of continental pride kicks in. And this would be, if Germany won, it would be the first time a European team has ever won in this hemisphere. And the same thing hasn't happened the other way. European teams in the World Cup win in Europe, and South Americans win in South America or North America. But, you know, the Italians did go to penalty kicks once against Brazil, and so they almost won. That's maybe a little bit misleading. Who's Brazil going to root for? I think they'll just be licking those wounds from the rake in the face.
Finally, I'll point out, I haven't researched this, but I'm confident in saying this is the first time in World Cup history that a current Pope and an emeritus Pope have been on opposite sides when it comes to the final match.
And I'll add to the Catholic angle. You ready? The team with the most World Cups ever is Brazil, and that country is the most Catholics. And the team in second that Germany could tie with the most World Cups is Italy, and that country has the most Popes ever.
Excellent. Can't wait to see what happens. Mike Pesca of Slate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.